want to know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. 201 and 0. I had some people ask me this year, and actually one of them is my co-host who's calling in today. A lot of people, not just him, a lot of people ask me, do you think you'll reach 200 in 2017? Like, because in the beginning it was kind of slow, like a lot of motherfuckers are backing out. And then I'm like, of course, 200. I reached 201. Not only did I reach 200, but I eclipsed 200. I got more than 200 wins now. John O'Sullivan had 200 fights, but he had losses. Therefore, he did not have 200 wins. Sugar Ray Robinson literally had 200 fights on the dot, but he had 173. He had losses. They all failed. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time. That's it. The haters, you people, can never be objective. You were delusional from day one, and you're delusional now. And Charlie Z is the best, and haters are going to hate. That's it. Yo, what up, man? Welcome back to the Pound for Pound. What up?
Can you? Sorry, man. This phone was cutting out. Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, man. Try to speak up.
Yeah, it was on hold.
We're on there.
Hung up on me.
Okay. Yeah, you're on, man. You're on with the champ. What's up, man?
Okay.
Yeah, 3 days ago, just surpassed the 200 win mark. Yeah, as I was saying before you called, I said there was fighters that have 200 fights, but they never. They had like 100 plus wins, but they always had like a bunch of losses, like 10, 20, 30 losses, you know. I'm the only one who made 200 and 0 and then 201. You know what I mean? I get plenty of credit. San Diego, people are playing my fights on the phones. Motherfuckers asking me for photos. It's just on the internet. I mean, a bunch of crazy motherfuckers, man, trolls. Every athlete that's successful, not just me, but other athletes in different sports, whether it be team sports or anything, you got them trolls that hate. Yeah, with me it's a little extreme, but every time I win, like when I smashed that UFC guy, it feels even better, man. It's because, like, it's that now what feeling, you know what I mean? Like, now what? What are they going to say now?
Yes. So let me ask you this. So how long has the been around?
Since 2011. Hold on, man. Let me turn off the AC, man, so I can hear you better. UBF. Well, every fight, even the first one, counts as a UBF fight, even though at that time it was just straight underground fights. But UBF, well, you remember when I the Killer Six, man, that Matrix combo, man, the under 1 second, tenth of a second, the killer, the fastest fucking, literally proved that I'm the fastest boxer ever and the best boxer ever. Nobody could release that many punches with that kind of strength and that in such little time. You know what I mean? And the guy that I did it against, he may have had a body shield, but he was a 6'5" fucking heavyweight boxer from the Army, Carlos Vasquez. And I did the same shit when I came back to Vegas 2 years, like, not 2 years later, fucking, what was it, 2015. 4 years later, I dropped some military boxer with the same damn combo by hitting him in the face. So the body shield ain't an excuse. The UBF, man, it was Juan Ali. One dude, Curtis, you know, good friend of mine. Don't really talk to him anymore, but he, you know, we're always cool. I got his back, man, you know what I'm saying? He was the cameraman. Oh, when he recorded, he'd never seen a fight sideways or recorded weird. He was a professional cameraman even before he met me. He used to record all kinds of shit, you know, like for different, like, cinema type shit, you know, like Danny Starr, he got into boxing. So when he met Charlie Z. And then it was this dude Jamal, and then a bunch of other dudes, about 6-7 people. And then the whole point to create the UBF was to destroy and expose mainstream boxing, because the way they do it is just not the right way. Fighting once a year, like I told you earlier, when I fired that trainer Tiger, my career took off.
How long were you with that trainer?
What?
How long did you have that guy as a trainer?
Tiger? Oh, he 5 years, man. And, like, he would just, like, limit my talent. Like, every time I'm on the pads, I'll throw the flurries that I land today in fighting, when I fight in boxing. Everybody I beat today, well, I didn't have that kind of power and speed at that time, but you know what I'm saying. I wasn't fully developed yet, but still. Every time I tried a volume punch, he'd tell me to stop. He wanted to make me a box rack type actor, like these limited fighters you see on TV. And I knew I was better than that. And I'm like, no, I'm better than those motherfuckers, man. And then I just said, fuck this motherfucker. I don't need this clown. I don't need any trainer, period. I'm just going to develop my own fucking fighting style. 201-0, 160-plus knockouts. It works.
So do you remember the first time you ever laced up, man?
First time what?
Did you ever laced up a pair of gloves?
When was the first time?
Yeah.
2004, man. I beat a 4-1 amateur, Patron. The end of 2004. It was a long time ago, man. Like about 13 years ago.
Yeah, so, like, was it something, like, your family got you into, or just something you were like, hey, this is what I want to do?
I got myself into it. I used to ball. I used to play basketball. That was my first sport. I was a retired basketball player when I got into boxing.
I used to play
high school ball officially for a team and everything, and I watch basketball, you know. Golden State Warriors, you know, the best team. I still watch basketball. I'm a fan, but then I realized that boxing is something that I could be the best in this shit. I could be number one pound for pound in it, and I am. The ceiling is the sky in boxing. And at first I didn't know that, of course, but then when I started, you know, training, fighting, and once I beat Akeem, really, that's when I knew that's it, you know. And then when I went to Vegas and landed that killer six, that's it. That's when I started calling out Klitschko, Wilder, Mayweather, all the motherfuckers, Derek the Giant. The Derek the Giant fight proved that I'm irrefutably the GOAT.
So, like, out of all the guys that you fought, who would you say was the hardest to hit?
Hardest to hit?
Yeah.
Southpaw
like,
Phil.
Who was the most
Southpaw
elusive
Phil.
Fighter?
He was good. He was just offensive good, and he was defensive good. I mean, that guy was way better than... That guy was 170 pounds, power, speed, good movement. That guy would fucking light up Mayweather. He would light Mayweather's shit up, man.
So out of all those dudes that you fought,
I
weighed
him up. I beat him. What's that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. 201 fights. It's very rare that someone does connect. But out of all the guys that you have fought, who had the hardest punch, the most power?
Most power? I think Derek or Southpaw Sill. Probably Derek, but they both hit hard as fuck. And Southpaw Sill was 175.
You think either one of those guys would stand a chance with, like, a modern heavyweight? Someone like
what,
Anthony Joshua?
In their prime? Well, Southpaw Sill's not old. He's like my age, man. Fuck, he would beat anybody on fucking fake rec. Derek's old. I don't know. Derek in his prime, I mean, you should see that before losing to me, he was knocking fucking motherfuckers out for box rec.
He could bang.
But Southpaw still got that speed. He'd outbox Derek right now. Derek might knock him out in his prime, but could he be too big for him? But Southpaw still is, you know, I outboxed him. That was nice. I outboxed him, but it was a tough-ass fight. I had to jab him in the chest because it was really hard to hit him in the face. I think I only got like one headshot on the motherfucker. It was hard to hit him. And plus, if there's no ring, it's actually when there's no ring, it's harder to even catch them because they have all that room to run.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, it's 202 is gonna be another fucking easy bam bam blast them out. Like you saw the fight with Leo, the amateur, the 180 no Samoan. When I popped him, I was like, bam. And I was like, I taunted the haters after that. I was like, what's, you know, the left hook, bro. What's up, bro? You know, I kept saying, like, bro to him, you know, like, throw something, bro. Remember that fight, right? The Simone.
Yeah, I remember that fight.
That was recent. That was March 23rd, man. So, like, that fight, I literally carried him, and I beat his ass for 3 minutes. And,
yeah, he looked,
you know,
like he was athletic
these...
as hell, though, dude.
What?
I mean, like, he wasn't active, very active, but he looked like he was athletic and probably, you know, had a little bit of power, or some, you know.
Bro, he was younger than me. He's 26 years old. He told me his age. He's 26. He was about 6'1", a little taller than me. I thought he was taller, than, like 6'3", 6'4", but no, he was 6'1", 225 pounds. I mean, the guy had a lot more skills than Deontay Wilder. He would definitely be Wilder. Wilder is just a brawler, bro. Yeah, Wilder's a fighter, but he's a brawler fighter, man. This guy's an all-around. Like, Samoan was 180-0 for a reason, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to beat a 180-0 guy, you can't asterisk that. You can't question, you know, my wins, my fights. You can't. Another fight I think you should watch, I don't know if you've seen it, it was like 196. Because Justin Gilman, this one punk, MMA punk I beat, it was a very good fight, actually. It was kind of close in the beginning. And then we landed a double hit. I landed a big right hand, and he landed some weak shit. And then after that, I just went for his body, and I hit him with 5 body shots. And he goes, "You're going a bit too hard for sparring." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" I'm like, "This ain't sparring, motherfucker." I'm like, and he just quits. And he's like, "I don't like the way this is going." And then he just, see, he sure liked the way it was going when he was, like, when we were both landing, when it was kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as soon as I
turned it up, because, look, it doesn't make sense. He's throwing full-out shots on me or whatever. He was throwing hard shots at me. Like, it was obvious he was trying to knock me out, trying to get the better.
Yeah, was he with, like, a dude with a shaved head wearing, like, a white shirt?
White guy with tattoos, and he didn't have a shaved head. Yeah, he had hair.
Oh. I'm thinking of...
Yeah, again, fight. I had 200-plus fights, bro.
It's hard to remember.
Everybody has trouble, like, trust me. Everybody my record got updated today. I send you the site. Everything's... I didn't, man. I beat everybody. Now I got to wait for my visa. It's going to take a while because I didn't get the regular type of visa to Russia, man. I got the one to take. I'm probably going to get it, like, at the end of July or August, or, like, somewhere in August. I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to get it, man. But I can't go on the plane
when
without
you're over
it.
There, when you...
Yeah, I'm going to see my girlfriend,
Russia,
man. She's really hot.
So you're just going to be chilling with your girl, or are you going to be actually getting in some fight time?
Chilling with my girl and what?
I said, are you just going to be chilling with your girl over there, or are you actually going to get a couple of fights in?
Both, man. Both, bro. Just kill two birds with one stone. When I was married with you know, my ex-wife, I was fucking, you know, romantically handling my business with her, and I was knocking people out. Literally.
So, like, wait a minute. So, like, typical day for
Hold on, man.
Like,
Ishay, man, your phone, man. Your phone, bro. You like I could hear you, but like not that good, man. You got your volume's kind of low.
Yeah, man.
You there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, because in the beginning of the radio, I could barely fucking hear you, man. Now it's a little better. Say something. Yeah, what was the question? Well. 706. Still on air with the GOAT, man. Did not cut you off. Charlie Z, pound for pound, king. The haters are delusional. Yo. Yeah, I don't know what happened. He's still on the Swizz board. Second, hold on. Let me call this cat. Yeah, what up? Charlie Z, the greatest of all time, back. Yeah, the co-host got cut off. I think his phone died or something, but... Yesterday we waited down, man. I posted on Instagram and YouTube. And, 2010, man, probably going to take another month off and just talk to my girl, wait for the visa. And, you know, once I get that, I'm out of here, man. I got a double entry visa, so it could take a while, man. It's not. Plus, I got it in holiday season, like July. I got it July 3rd. And, you know, it's like everybody, a lot of people are going overseas right now. So, not just me, it could take, you know, maximum August, you know what I'm saying? That's like the longest it could take. But shouldn't be later than that, so I'd be shocked if I get it in September. No, hell no, that's too long. But July, August. And once I get it, man, I'm off to Russia, man, and that's it, man. And over there I'm just gonna make love to my girl and continue my winning streak, man. To all the fans listening to the radio. I'm going to have to cut the radio because I got to call my lady, and thank you, and 201 have tried, 201 have failed, and you already know, I don't even have to tell you, man, the 202 is going to fail also, man. Charlie Zonoff, the best of the best.